You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur. I want to applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And in this chilly winter, yeah, it's kind of winter, it's wet, it's just not a nice weekend. It's a great weekend to sit home, make a little hot chocolate, and enjoy yourself with this show, What's Your Wrinkle? So this is the show about you, the show about your wrinkles, yes, about your jowls, about splotchy pigmentation on your face or your arms or your hands. This is also the show about protruding ears and large noses and small breasts and tummies that protrude. That's right. This is the Plastic Surgery Show right here on WABC. And I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I've been doing this show. Actually, this is my 13th anniversary show. We've been with this show. This is 13 full years on the New York airwaves. But as I mentioned last week, we will be moving down the dial just a bit to WOR after January 1st. We're going back to where I spent the first, about 9 years, something like that. And we'll be there. So don't forget to tune in 6 p.m. down there after January. We've got 3 shows left on WABC, though. This is one of them, and you can give us a call. 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC if you have a question about your cosmetic surgery that you're about to have. This is a big season for cosmetic surgery. In fact, one of the busiest for plastic surgeons. Did you know that this is the time that a lot of people have facelifts and eyelid lifts because it's easy to hide in the winter? It really is. You know, you put your scarf over your face, and who cares if anyone sees a little bit of bruising? This is a very common time to have your surgery. It's also easier to recover when it's not that hot. If you have a tummy tuck, for instance, and you need to wear an abdominal binder for a few weeks, it's a little tough when it's 90 degrees outside. But right now, it actually feels good having that on. In fact, I'm wearing one right now. Not really. It's the Spanx for the radio shows. All right, we'll get back to 800-848. Give me a call, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. Tonight, we're going to be talking about tummy tucks. They are a popular procedure. I love doing tummy tucks. It's one of those procedures that has both cosmetic benefit and functional benefit. So we'll talk all about that tonight. We're going to be talking about the safety of different procedures like tummy tucks and other procedures. And we're also going to talk about celebrities who have cosmetic surgery that it might not be the best. You know, one of my patients mentioned that to me this week. Why do so many celebrities have lousy cosmetic surgery? Well, we'll try and answer some of those questions without naming names. We're also going to talk about a drug that's new but not so new that's being used now in cosmetic surgery. We never used these non-steroidals before because of the risk of bleeding, but that pretty much has been proven not to be the case. So we'll talk a little bit about non-steroidals instead of narcotics. And boy, our government would really like to hear that. They hate doctors who prescribe narcotics now. It's an all-out war on narcotics. And there's a good reason for it. But maybe it's gone just a little bit too far when you're really having surgery. You know, if you're recreationally using opioids, that's a whole different story. Or if you get addicted because your doctor gave you 200 pills when he should have given you 5 pills, that's a different story. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that and about you. We'll take your phone calls. 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. And did I mention tonight we're giving away. It's the last night. I said it last week, but this is the last night we're giving away bottles of Nighttime. Nighttime is one-stop shopping for skincare. It is, it's got everything you need, and I've left out the things you don't need. It's got the things that are biologically, scientifically proven to make a difference, to make your skin look better, to decrease the appearance of wrinkles, to improve the overall appearance of your skin. This time of year, very important to get rid of that rough skin that we're all getting. We are, because of the humidity and the low temperatures. And my Nighttime has vitamin A, vitamin C, and fruit acids. It's got lactic acid and citric acid. It's got antioxidants and skin brighteners, and it's in one light serum. So you don't have to go out to the store and fill up that giant shopping bag. You know the stores I'm talking about. They will not be happy if you don't leave with a full shopping bag full of stuff that's going to be useless because you're never going to use it long term. And that's probably a better thing because when you use so many things, so many ingredients, so many chemicals on your skin, there's a high chance of a contact dermatitis, which is a very subtle allergic reaction, and so many of you have it. Many of you come into my office and say, no, this is just how my skin is. It's always been that way. It's always been that way because you've always been using these products that cause a little bit of swelling and a little bit of redness, a little bit of oiliness, visible pores, and that is a reaction to something. Something. Could be anything. Anything you're using. And if you look at the ingredients in skincare, each and every one of your products has anywhere from 20 to maybe as high as 60 different ingredients. The chance of you getting an allergic reaction is pretty high. All right, let's get to business now. Let's talk about Tummy Tucks. You know, there are 129,000, almost 130,000 Tummy Tucks in the United States each year. And they're almost exclusively in women. There are very, very few in men, and that's because very few men get pregnant. And it is the procedure that is sort of the antidote for an overstretched belly of pregnancy. Or it could be just if you've gained a tremendous amount of weight and then lost the weight, you might benefit from a tummy tuck. For the most part, though, it is a after-pregnancy procedure. So here's what happens in pregnancy. You know, you eat, because you're eating for two. And, you know I gained lots of weight in my wife's pregnancy as I was eating for two or three. And each one of the pregnancies, I gained the weight. And somehow my wife lost the weight, but I did not. What can I say? Nevertheless, when you gain that weight and when the fetus, the young child, grows inside your uterus, you need to make room for the child. And so your body does some very important things. It separates the muscles of the belly, which are joined at the midline until you're pregnant, and then they drift off to the sides. And those muscles are called the rectus muscles. And those are the six-pack muscles. You go to the gym, you do sit-ups, and you try to make those etched and look really nice. Well, in pregnancy, that all gets undone because they drift to the sides like suspenders on a man who gains weight. So remember when a man is 165 pounds, which I was at the end of high school, those suspenders are right in the middle, right in the middle. And as you gain weight through your 20s and 30s and 40s, those suspenders tend to drift off to the side. So you look at men who are overweight, those suspenders are no longer right in the middle, they're off to the side. The same thing happens to your rectus muscles when your child grows inside your abdomen, inside your uterus. Those muscles drift off to the side. And when they do, they allow your belly to pouch forward. The developing fetus has lots of room then to grow. And after delivery, what are you left with? Lots of extra skin that does retract to a certain extent, and muscles that are overstretched and drifted off to the side. The consequence of that is that you don't look as good. A lot of women get stretch marks during pregnancy because of the rapidity of the growth of your skin. You know, it's a genetically predetermined factor whether or not you're going to get stretch marks. But the faster you gain the weight of pregnancy, or the faster you gain the weight when you become obese, the more stretch marks you are going to create. So after pregnancy, only Jane Fonda got her belly to shrink completely back. The rest of you have some degree of extra skin and fat and stretch marks of your belly, and your muscles remain stretched out. And so all sorts of exercises a little bit more difficult after pregnancy. So sit-ups are much more difficult after pregnancy, crunches and things like that. So you come into the plastic surgeon and say, what can we do? Well, certainly we want to wait a little while after pregnancy. We don't want to do a tummy tuck within the first 6 months or so of pregnancy. We want you to recover completely from the pregnancy. And by the way, a tummy tuck should be after all of your children, after your last child. So if you're planning on having a second or third child, do not have a tummy tuck until you're done with the pregnancies, because you'll just undo them. You know, you'll have a fairly large procedure, and then you'll wind up back where you were before, and you'll have to repeat it. That's not a good strategy. So you wait until the end of your pregnancies, when you're sure you are not going to have a pregnancy. And whether you have had a C-section or a vaginal delivery, the operation is fairly similar, and it is done with you asleep. Most plastic surgeons do tummy tucks with you asleep under general anesthesia. And nowadays, it's an outpatient procedure. Isn't that amazing? A few years ago, just 5-6 years ago, we did these as inpatients. But now there are studies that have shown thousands of women who have had outpatient tummy tucks. It is just as safe. In fact, maybe a little safer, and that's a paradoxical thing, than having a tummy tuck in the hospital. We'll talk about that later in the show. But certainly tummy tucks now, about a 3-hour procedure on average. Sometimes, I guess my record is an hour and a half, and sometimes it takes as long as 4 hours. It depends on how much fat you have on your belly. So when we come back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit about more about tummy tucks, their risks, their benefits. We've got a lot to the show. Give us a call, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. We're going to talk about buttocks also after the break. You know, they used to be small, and then they got bigger, and now maybe there's a trend to make buttocks smaller again. We'll talk about that after we return. 800-848-9222. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is WABC's What's Your Wrinkle? We'll be right back. Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skin care really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference, so you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps skincare very simple. A study showed my products reduced the appearance of wrinkles over 20% by 12 weeks. Protect your skin in the morning with daytime, nourish your skin in the evening with nighttime, and wash your face and even remove most makeup with my non-toxic Clean Time soap. WABC listeners, for 1 month only, I'm offering my basic skincare kit at half price. You'll get all three products for $55 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WABC50 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
That's a good-looking truck. You obviously take care of it.
Brian Scudamore, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Good to meet you. How much will it carry?
It'll haul the volume of 7 pickup trucks.
I hope you have more than one. See that office building? Just bought it. Everything in it goes.
All you have to do is point.
Wow! Would you look at that?
At what?
Behind you. It's a whole fleet of those trucks. And they're headed this way.
It's a big building. Are you headed to lunch?
As a matter of fact, I was.
That building will be empty by the time you get back. But I need you to do me a favor.
Anything.
Point at it for me. Have a good lunch, sir.
You guys are awesome.
When you want junk to disappear, all you have to do is point.
Commercial jobs and construction projects don't scare us a bit. We work until midnight, 7 days a week. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
77 WABC.
I've cut way back on salt.
And I eat lots of salmon and broccoli.
I exercise to lower my blood pressure.
Because you're so stressed?
Because I try to do everything I can to be around. For me and for you.
When we take care of our own hearts, we're also taking care of the people closest to us. So it's comforting to know that RWJ Barnabas Health has New Jersey's most comprehensive cardiac care program, with access to top specialists, minimally invasive heart surgery options, and rehabilitation and wellness programs that strengthen and protect hearts. We're also home to the state's most experienced valve replacement team, and we're one of the nation's top 5 heart transplant centers. So get your heart checked. It's as easy as visiting rwjbh.org/heart for an appointment.
I plan on being around for us a long, long time.
Me too.
Your heart doesn't beat just for you. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
77 WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, host of this show for 13 years. Next week begins our 14th season here on WABC and other stations. But, you know, I've been talking about cosmetic surgery for a long time on the airwaves, and most people are very realistic about their desires and their need for cosmetic surgery, but there are a lot of people that are not so realistic. So in the news this week were the identical twins. Did you read about this one? It was actually in Allure magazine. We all read that, right? I read a wide variety of interesting journals, including Allure. So there's these identical twins. They spent $250,000. $250,000 on plastic surgery, and their goal was to be absolutely beautiful and to look exactly alike. They were already identical twins, but they wanted to be the world's most identical twins. I mean, it's unbelievable. They had breast implants and lip fillers and all sorts of things. I don't know how their bill got up to $250,000, but that's quite a bit. I guess it's $125,000 each. But now they've been bullied on social media. So now they say they're going to back off on their cosmetic surgery. And it's just really amazing. When you read stories about this, it's so important that people have realistic expectations. If someone comes into my office and says, I want to look like this celebrity or that celebrity, well, they're not going to get operated on by me, because those are not realistic things. You want to look better. You want to look for yourself better. Not even for anybody else, not for a husband, and not even for a job. The best candidates for cosmetic surgery are people who really want just to feel better about themselves and look better. And I'll tell you something, if they really have unrealistic expectations, I refer my patients not to another plastic surgeon, but to a psychiatrist. And how's that for a segue? We've got a psychiatrist on the line, and her name is Dr. Lena Shihabudin, and she is the chief medical officer at RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Network. And she's actually quite a distinguished psychiatrist. She trained at Mount Sinai and other fine institutions, and we're so happy to have her at Robert Wood Johnson and Barnabas Health. So are you on the line, Dr. Shihabudin?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, thank you so much for taking time on your Saturday evening. You are not only board certified in just psychiatry, but geriatric psychiatry and also hospice and palliative care. That's a lot to have on your shoulders. But tonight we're talking about the holidays. As we're approaching the Christmas and Hanukkah and other holiday seasons, there's a great risk of depression this time of year, isn't there?
Yes. Depression and anxiety, stress.
So, well, why? Well, you know, it sounds like it should be such a happy time of the year. Why does that happen?
Well, it is supposed to be a very happy, joyful time, but people do put a lot of expectations on themselves. They want it always to be the perfect season, just like you would see on TV. And one of the biggest hurdles sometimes over the holiday season is for families who had just lost a loved one, lost a spouse, a parent. This is the first holiday after a loss. People have moved away from their nuclear family. This is the first time they're having the holiday season on their own. So all these things cause a lot of disruption and puts in a lot of pressure and causes a lot of depression and anxiety.
Yeah, I can only imagine if this is the first season without the loved one, that could be very, very difficult. And everybody has around birthdays and Christmas and Hanukkah and all the other holidays, they have such, you know, unbelievable expectations. You just have to watch the Hallmark Channel, right? to see only happiness. What about people who are dealing with a strained family relationship this time of year? What happens psychiatrically, psychologically to them?
Well, this is one of the hardest things to deal with over the holiday season. You may be forced to attend a gathering out of social obligation at a family's house where another family member you don't really get along with may also be there. It really comes down to you really focus on yourself. You need to think about you and what is best for you. You can always try to turn down invitations. You definitely do not need to show up at each and every one of those family gatherings. Talk to the hosts ahead of time. Find out who's going to be there, how many people are going to be there, how can you avoid awkward situations. Try to stay in a group where you have support, people understand where you are, and they can give you an out if you are in a really bad situation. You can also always stay for a short period of time and leave early. The bottom line is you need to put yourself first rather than social expectations.
That's great advice. So now, what are some of the ways that people can prevent or reduce stress or anxiety or depression around the holidays? Because it's escalating now. You go out and you go to the stores, and some people maybe are happy, but some get upset as they see these things.
Right. So, you know, just like as you said, there is a media out there which makes it sound like the holiday season has to all be perfect. Everything is perfect, the decorations, the clothes, the meal. So you want to try to, again, focus on yourself. Try to stay as close as to your routine as possible. Try to exercise routinely as much as you can. Take some time for yourself. Go sit in your room and distance yourself a little bit from the craziness of the holidays. Try not to get too overwhelmed. You're never going to be able to please everybody. And then people, over the holidays, tend to overextend themselves. They want to buy presents for everybody. They're pushed and pulled in 100 different directions. They want to go to every party. They want to do the best they can. They want to get all the best presents, and it becomes too much pressure. We put too much pressure on ourselves to have this perfect holiday picture. We need to try to set boundaries on the expectations of our families and coworkers. You don't have to make every holiday party. It's okay to say, I'm too tired today, I'm passing on this one. Again, you need to put yourself first, or else you're not going to be able to enjoy the holidays at all.
Well, I'm speaking with Dr. Lena Shihabudin. Did I pronounce your name right, by the way?
Yes, sir.
Good. She's a chief medical officer at the RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Network. That's a lot of words, but she is a psychiatrist. And the fact that I'm talking to a psychiatrist tonight is something my wife is very happy about. She tells me for a long time I need to – I shouldn't make a joke about that. I'm sorry. But seriously, very seriously, if someone feels stressed, and tonight in particular or as we go into this season, at what point – do they call a psychiatrist? When do they need a professional's help?
Well, a lot of times we don't really notice it in ourselves. It's more like the people around us who notice it. So you really need to be able to notice these signs in loved ones, just like you're mentioning your wife in you, not jokingly, and the people around you. If you see someone who's too quiet, too isolated, too short-tempered, you know, short-fused, kind of snappy, not eating well, not sleeping like normal, approach them. Is there anything I can do for you? Maybe it's time to go and talk to somebody about how can we reduce the stress. Definitely try to see it in yourself, but most of the time we do not see stress and depression and anxiety in ourselves. People around us see it far before we recognize it.
So now, if someone decides or someone decides for them that they need professional help dealing with the holiday blues or just they feel depressed, they feel anxious, so what services do you offer at RWJ Barnabas Health?
We actually, in the system, we have 11 hospitals from Hudson County all the way to Ocean and Monmouth County. We offer, and we have a standalone behavioral health facility, 100-bed facility in Toms River. Our services range from inpatient psychiatric unit care to outpatient hospitalization to private practice in the community. We have all levels of care, and we have psychiatric emergency rooms for crisis intervention. We do mobile crisis into the community. So we have a full continuum of services which people can reach. And for them to be able to reach it, all they have to do is call our access center, which is 1-800-300-0628. The clinician answers the phone and directs the caller themselves or their loved one to the appropriate level of care, which we provide at RWJ Barnabas.
Okay, I'm going to say that number two more times because I know there are people out there that are listening and that really do need your help. So 800-300-0628. That's 1-800-300-0628. I'll say it one more time, 800-300-0628. That's the RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Network. So now, if someone does seek your help, what can they expect from a professional? How can you help them?
Well, the first thing, we always start with an assessment. We start with therapy. We have all sorts of modalities. If it is just a little bit of the blues, then therapy, coping mechanisms, teaching how to set boundaries, how to deal with stress, that can all be done via psychotherapy. It can be very short, a couple of weeks. It can be for 3 months. It can be for a year, depending on the situation. The second level is medications. A lot of times people need medications to help them go over the hump so that they can actually focus on themselves and improve with therapy. Again, that can be very short period of time that people need the medications. It may be a longer period of time. So the clinicians, whether it is the therapist or the psychiatrist, will work with them to provide the appropriate level of care for them.
It's such important advice, and this time of year, it is so, so important to get a hold of depression before it becomes a real big problem. So I want to thank you so much for taking time on your Saturday evening. Dr. Lena Shihabudin is the Chief Medical Officer at RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Network, and I'm going to give you that number one more time. It's 800-300-0628. So if you think there's something going on, if you've got a relative or a friend or a coworker, take her advice and help yourself and help that person this Christmas season. Thanks so much, Dr. Shihabudin.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, have a very, very good evening. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. There's a lot more to the show, so stay tuned. The phone number here at WABC is 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. WABC, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back after these words.
I've cut way back on salt.
And I eat lots of salmon and broccoli.
I exercise to lower my blood pressure.
Because you're so stressed.
Because I try to do everything I can to be around for me and for you.
When we take care of our own hearts, we're also taking care of the people closest to us. So it's comforting to know that RWJ Barnabas Health has New Jersey's most comprehensive cardiac care program, with access to top specialists, minimally invasive heart surgery options, and rehabilitation and wellness programs that strengthen and protect hearts. We're also home to the state's most experienced valve replacement team, and we're one of the nation's top 5 heart transplant centers. So get your heart checked. It's as easy as visiting rwjbh.org/heart for an appointment.
I plan on being around for us a long, long time.
Me too.
Your heart doesn't beat just for you. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Nobody makes it easier. Nobody pays more. In the market to sell a quality pre-owned car, truck, SUV, or motorcycle, there's only one place that pays you more, and that's Autobuy. See why over 150,000 consumers chose to sell their quality pre-owned vehicle to Autobuy. When we say nobody makes it easier and nobody pays you more, we mean it. Over $1.5 billion of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and motorcycles have been purchased to date. Why? Because Autobuy pays the max. Visit WePayTheMax.com, schedule your appointment, and in just 20 minutes, Autobuy will give you an offer to buy, and when you accept, we'll pay you on the spot. Why? Because Autobuy will not be beat. Bring a valid written offer from any major car buying company, and Autobuy will beat it. Autobuy pays the max for cars, trucks, SUVs, motorcycles, and commercial and fleet vehicles, too. They'll even come to your home or office. Visit WePayTheMax.com for details and to schedule your appointment today. Autobuy, the easiest way to get the max.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Visiting Angels is America's choice in senior home care. We believe your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels provides personal home care up to 24 hours per day, including meals and light housework. Ask about our dementia care at home. You'll select your professional caregiver. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
WABC, New York.
Ring in the holiday season with the New York Pops on December 21st and 22nd at Carnegie Hall. Guest artist Ashley Brown, Broadway's original Mary Poppins, returns to the New York stage with this festive program of classic and contemporary carols. Music director and conductor Stephen Reinecke. He leads this holiday concert during his 10th anniversary season with the New York Pops. You and loved ones will deck the halls and have the most wonderful time of the year. Holiday favorites at Carnegie Hall, December 21st and 22nd. Tickets at carnegiehall.org or call Carnegie Charge 212-247-7800, 212-247-7800, 212-247-7800. Ring in the holiday season with the New York Pops, December 21st and 22nd. Tickets at carnegiehall.org or call Carnegie Charge 212-247-7800.
77 WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
What is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, host of this show, and your voice of reason within plastic surgery. Don't you think, you know, there's so much plastic surgery that maybe goes a little bit too far, and you see it when you watch the Oscars, you see it on TV all the time. We're going to talk in a few minutes how that kind of gets that far. How do people go too far with cosmetic surgery? But before we talk about that, I'm going to talk to you about something that's not too far with cosmetic surgery. It's called Plexaderm. Now, I've been talking about this for a few months now. If I could tell you that I had a product that would immediately, meaning within a couple minutes, reduce your wrinkles by 75%, something like that, 80%, you'd probably say, Dr. Perry, you have joined the rest of the fraudulent skincare people. I haven't. It's not my product, though, as you know. Plexaderm is John Greenhut's product, and it's real. But it's not a skincare product like I talk about. It doesn't have the things that are in my products, the vitamin C, the vitamin A, niacin, and things like that. This one's more like a makeup, and I'm sure you've seen the commercials on TV. They are spectacular. You know, you watch CNN or Fox News or any of the cable shows, and you see the great commercial, one of the best I've ever seen on television, of the person applying Plexaderm to the under-eye area, and within a couple minutes in time-lapse photography, I mean literally a couple minutes, the bags under the eyes disappear, and the wrinkles, the jowls are lifted, the forehead wrinkles look so much better. It looks like someone had Botox and had the effect right away. It's really quite remarkable, and this is what Plexaderm is all about. It is not skincare because it's not really doing anything long-term for your skin. What it's doing is it's tightening, and it's tightening in a temporary way. If you put a certain type of makeup on or just wash it off, your wrinkles are back right away. So it's not doing anything permanently, but it's a good substance to use. If, let's say, you have to look good today for a job interview, tonight you're going on a date, you're going to be on television, it's something temporary, but you can wear it every day. There's no problem. I know celebrities that actually do put this on every single day, and the difference between their appearances with and without Plexaderm is actually striking. And heaven forbid they forget to use the Plexaderm one day when they're on television. People will think that they aged many, many years. But anyway, to get to the point here, I've got an 800 number for you. If you want to purchase Plexaderm, you get 50% off if you use the Dr. Perry 800 number. So here it is, 800-925-9963. So write this down once again, 800-925-9963. You get up to 50% off the normal retail price. That's 800-925-9963. It's Plexaderm, and you tell them that you heard about it right here on the Dr. Perry Show. All right. So tummy tucks we were talking about earlier. Tummy tucks are a very popular procedure. They have not only a cosmetic benefit. When I remove that extra skin that you grew in pregnancy, when I remove that, you look so much better. But it's not just removing the skin, it's tightening the muscles. So here's how I do it. So you're asleep for the procedure. This is not one that I'd like to do under sedation, and I don't think it's a good one to do under sedation. I don't even think it's a good one to do under epidural anesthesia. The safety is so high with general anesthesia in this procedure. Anyway, it takes anywhere from an hour and a half to 4 hours, depending on how heavy you are and how big your body is. So if there's an opportunity for you to lose weight before the tummy tuck, then by all means, please do it, because not only will you decrease your complication rate, but you'll lower the time required to do the surgery, which is also good for you, because the time of surgery is what's called an independent variable when it relates to the complication, as it relates to the complication rate. So the longer the surgery, particularly surgery over 4 hours, the complication rate goes up, and we're talking about all sorts of complications. So a tummy tuck, here's what we do. You come into the outpatient facility, that's where we usually do these now, and under anesthesia you go. We make an incision as low as possible. And if you've got a C-section scar, I like to make the incision along the C-section scar and actually remove that C-section scar. And then I lift up the skin of your belly. Those of you who are squeamish, turn the radio off. I lift up the skin of your belly like the hood of a car. So I'm actually looking at the muscles, those rectus muscles, and the oblique muscles also of your belly. The oblique muscles are very, very strong muscles, and they connect your hip bone, your pelvis, to the rectus muscle. And when those rectus muscles are loose, when they drift off to the side, you don't have the proper tone in your oblique muscles, and it gets a little complicated. But if you don't have the proper tone, it's very difficult to do those sit-ups and those crunches, and your exercise tolerance is much less, and your posture tends to change. You slump over, you can't stand up properly, and you get a little bit of low back pain. These are all the symptoms of having an overstretched belly. So I look at those muscles. If you have a hernia, we fix the hernia at the same time, and a general surgeon comes into the operating room with me and fixes the hernia. Plastic surgeons usually do not fix those hernias, but we do fix the muscles, and I sew the muscles from your sternum, that's your breastbone, down to your pubis, which is your pubic bone, and I sew them together tight enough so that they are together, but not too tight that we put too much pressure on your abdomen. We used to tighten bellies more than we tighten them now, but we realized that was one of the reasons we had a higher complication rate in a tummy tuck procedure. So I tighten those muscles, and I prefer to use stitches that stay in forever. You know, we try to use ones that dissolve, but there's so much tension on this closure, bringing the muscles together, that it's kind of difficult to rely on dissolving stitches. So I still use stitches that stay in forever, and very common in surgery. That's not a bad thing. And then we bring your skin down, and here's where it's the tailoring operation. So I remove enough skin so it looks good, not too much skin so that you have to bend over for a month after the surgery. Again, some people do that, and I don't think that's a great idea. We want you to be able to stand up straight right after the tummy tuck. And we often will do a little bit of liposuction of the flanks, sometimes a lot of liposuction of the flanks if you have extra weight, to make everything look good. Sometimes your extra skin goes all the way around your sides, and I do what's called an extended tummy tuck, and that means we turn your body a little bit to each direction and remove all that extra skin. And sometimes if you've lost maybe 100 pounds, you have so much extra skin that we need to do a body lift. That's not an outpatient procedure. A body lift requires at least one, if not two, nights in the hospital, but that's kind of a different operation. And the number of body lifts in the United States peaked several years ago as it became popular, but then it's backed off now as most of the people who needed body lifts had them already. So, and we realize that they're a fairly complex operation with a 35% complication rate. So body lifts are not the operation to do casually, as are thigh lifts or arm lifts. Those are not operations that you want to do if you just have a little bit of extra skin. Those are operations that you do if you have a lot of extra skin. So after the tummy tuck, usually we'll put some drains in. That's the last operation that I use drains in. I've stopped using it in all other operations. And some of the tummy tucks, we don't need to use drains also. Drains are not so much fun because you cannot shower until the drains are out. If we do need to put drains in, well, we teach you how to use those. You go home with them, and I usually take those out in a couple days after surgery. And then you look at your belly and you say, wow, this is a very dramatic result. Right away, you see that you're standing up a little bit straighter. That extra skin and fat has been removed. The muscles are tighter. We don't want you to do any exercise for several weeks after a tummy tuck. This is not one where you can drive for, it's almost 2 weeks to drive. There's no sexual activity, no sports for at least 3 weeks, and then you can start very slowly. You're not going to box for about maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks after the surgery. So that's when you can get back in the ring. It's a joke, you know, but it's not so much. A lot of you go to the gym, you do Krav Maga, like my daughter does, or you do boxing, and those are pretty violent things, and you want to be very careful because you don't want to stir up bleeding after big surgery like this. So tummy tucks are a great procedure. They're a very, very high satisfaction procedure. The most recent information, a paper that was published just recently, showed that tummy tucks have about a 0.5% to 1% blood clot rate in your leg. So that's the big risk of a tummy tuck. We want to use what we call prophylaxis. We want to do things to try and prevent the blood clots. Why would there be a blood clot with a tummy tuck? Well, it's a lot higher in a tummy tuck than a facelift or a rhinoplasty, or certainly unheard of in facial procedures like filler and Botox and things like that. But tummy tucks, we're tightening the muscles, and we're increasing the pressure inside your belly. And that puts pressure on the big veins of the belly and the legs, the thighs, and that is why we think there is a significant blood clot rate. Blood clots are very serious complications. We don't want to fool around with those. We bring you right into the hospital to treat those, but hopefully they're going to be very, very uncommon. But very uncommon in a tummy tuck still means, you know, 1 in 100, 1 in 200, and you know, that's a lot if you compare that to facelift, where it should be 1 in, you know, several thousand. Eyelid surgery, 1 in many, many tens of thousands, so not too common. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll be back after these words, 800-848-9222. Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older, and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but for others, Botox, wrinkle fillers, Althera, or the new InstaLift might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you, and we'll alter your photographs to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
That's a good-looking truck. You obviously take care of it.
Brian Scudamore, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Good to meet you. How much will it carry?
It'll haul the volume of 7 pickup trucks.
I hope you have more than one. See that office building? Just bought it. Everything in it goes.
All you have to do is point.
Wow! Would you look at that?
At what?
Behind you. It's a whole fleet of those trucks, and they're headed this way.
It's a big building. Are you headed to lunch?
As a matter of fact, I was.
That building will be empty by the time you get back, but I need you to do me a favor.
Anything.
Point at it for me. Have a good lunch, sir.
You guys are awesome.
When you want junk to disappear, all you have to do is point.
Commercial jobs and construction projects don't scare us a bit. We work until midnight, 7 days a week. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
77 WABC.
Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. good skincare really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference, so you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps skincare very simple. A study showed my products reduced the appearance of wrinkles over 20% by 12 weeks. Protect your skin in the morning with daytime, nourish your skin in the evening with nighttime, and wash your face and even remove most makeup with my non-toxic Clean Time soap. WABC listeners, for 1 month only, I'm offering my basic skincare kit at half price. You'll get all three products for $55 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WABC50 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
77 WABC.
To What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry and the host of this show for 13-something years. So you heard the commercial just a couple seconds ago for the basic kit, which is on sale for just a couple more weeks. Once we hit January, that's it for these sales. I can pretty much guarantee that. We're back to our standard pricing, but right now we're offering the basic kit for half price. That's $55. So you say, what is the basic kit? Why would I spend the money on that? That is really all you need in skincare. And as I said earlier today, you know, there are all those companies that want you to buy so many different things. They want you to have a 6-step morning program and an 8-step evening program. They want to, I call it fragmented skincare, because what they want to do is there are a few things that make a difference, and they only want to put one of each of those in a particular product. And you know exactly why that is. It's not because multiple steps work better. It's because if you put two active ingredients in one product, then you've only sold one product instead of two products. That's as simple as it gets, and that is the truth, unfortunately, because that's how the industry works, as so many industries work. So the basic kit has the morning skin protector. That is an SPF 20. Even though it's winter now, we're going to have snow, you're going to have sun, and yes, you can get sun damage to your face and neck, even in the winter. But the skin protector also has 5% niacin and 5% vitamin B5 in it. So B3 and B5, those are skin protectors, and they actually improve the barrier function of your skin. And that's a nebulous concept to most people, but all you really need to know is they kind of make your skin stronger so that the toxins in other products and the pollutants in the air don't hurt your skin, don't degrade that barrier as much. Soaps are one of the big, big barrier destroyers. You know, you put soap on your skin, and for as long as 6 hours, the barrier function of your skin is decreased. That allows bacteria and fungus to grow on your skin, which is why the second part of my products, second part of my basic kit, which is the Clean Time soap, is in there. Now, I just said soap is not necessarily good for your skin, but I made a soap that is just fine for your skin, if not good for your skin, because it's got the correct pH. So it's 5.5 for those of you chemistry gurus out there. Now, 7 is neutral, right? Remember that? And something like lemon juice has around a 2 or 3 pH. That's an acid. And baking soda is way up there, 12, 13. So we want your skin to be just a little bit acidic. That's how God intended your skin to be. That's where it should be. And so my soap is exactly where it's supposed to be. And we also don't have sulfates in it. Sulfates are the big frothing agents. So when you see that commercial for Prel, remember Christie Brinkley in the shower and her hair had all the lather, and then her daughter recreated that commercial a couple of years ago? Well, that is sodium lauryl sulfate that creates that kind of lather, which is something that people want for some reason. Well, you know, I can't argue with that. It gives you the zen experience in the shower, but we can get that from Kiaha. What's Kiaha, you say? It's soap bark. It's the Chilean soap bark plant, and it's completely non-toxic, unlike sodium lauryl sulfate, which is an irritant to everybody's skin, everybody. So we have a non-toxic soap that cleans your skin. We've got a skin protector in the morning, and we've got nighttime, which has the vitamin C, vitamin A, fruit acids and skin brighteners and antioxidants. That's in the night program, and that is it. You don't need anything else. You don't need toners. You don't even need makeup remover, because my soap will remove most makeup. It's a very simple program. So $55 is what we're selling it for now until the end of the year, and that is it for that special. Use the WABC50 code. Hey, did I mention New Jersey Magazine? You know, I know this came out a couple weeks ago, but I don't think I mentioned it on the air. I made the list, and thank you very much for helping me make the list. What does that mean, making the list? You know, who knows? When you're in these magazines, and New Jersey Magazine has its top doctors list every year, so, you know, they look at all the doctors in the state, and I guess the criteria for being on these lists, first of all, you can't be convicted of some felony. That's I guess that's number one. You can't have any infractions on your license by the Board of Medical Examiners. You're not supposed to have many malpractice suits or any. I don't even know how many. But they look for things like that. And once you pass those criteria, then they look at your medical school and your training and what hospitals you're at, whether you're board certified. And then they ask your colleagues who you would go to. So I get a survey every year who I would go to for a pediatrician, oncologist, plastic surgeon, psychiatrist, etc. And then they tally all this information and come up with what they call the top doctor list. So happy to tell you that I made the New Jersey Magazine top doctor list. You know, some years I'm on the New York list and some years on the New Jersey. You know, it's funny with these lists, but I've been on, Castle Connolly list every year since 1999. Some years, you know, it's hard to kind of figure it all out. But I'd rather be on the list than not be on the list, I suppose. So thank you. Helen, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
I have a question. You've talked about Plexaderm.
Right.
And not to use a liquid makeup on top of that. But what happens if you start to perspire heavily, like from a hot flash? Does that displace the Plexaderm?
Well, what was that movie? Was it Cinderella, remember, at midnight? You know, the clock strikes midnight, and what everybody turns back into the mouse and things.
Right.
Well, I can't tell you otherwise. You know, I think if you get Plexaderm wet, then you're going to lose the effect. So I suppose what you have to do is go into the ladies' room and reapply. No one's asked me that question. I do know that once you wash your face, there's no Plexaderm effect anymore. And with the makeup, you know, it becomes a chemistry experiment when people put multiple makeup products on their skin, because heaven knows, I know that with my daytime, there are some different cream makeups that cause it to pill. That means it kind of balls up a little bit. And it's hard to know exactly which one that will be. So I recommend people use the powdered makeup, and I like the pressed powder as opposed to the loose powder. And I know that does fine with my daytime. As far as Plexaderm, I also think the same sort of thing. You put a powder makeup, and that's how it does best. If you have a hot flash, what can I tell you? I suppose it's like if you get wet or have a hot flash and you've got sunscreen on, you have to reapply, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's all I can tell you, but I think it's a good product. I don't endorse things that I don't think are good. I've mentioned this product. There's also other products that decrease wrinkles that I don't think are a good idea, and those are the swellers. So there's two different classes that immediately decrease wrinkles, and these products that cause some irritation, some actually have hot pepper type things in it, and they cause swelling of your lips and your lips get bigger. That's a terrible idea. They cause swelling of your cheeks and the wrinkles kind of fill out with swelling. Also a terrible idea. And the reason for that is because the repeated cycle of swelling and going down and swelling and going down actually makes you grow more skin. And there is a disease process called blepharocalasia. That's your cocktail hour word for the day, blepharocalasia. And that's a repeated swelling of the eyelids caused by an allergy. And if we have to do a blepharoplasty, that's an eyelid lift, to correct that. But if we haven't figured out what is causing the allergy, then the skin will regrow. So, you know, it gets a little complicated.
You've answered the question, though. I think that the Plexaderm would be displaced with the perspiration.
If it's wet enough, probably. So, but I don't know that for a fact. Give it a try.
Well, that's all. I may. I have to think this through. But anyway, thank you.
I'm very happy to be of help, Helen. Thank you so much for calling What's Your Wrinkle? I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon and host of this show, and it has been a lot of fun this evening. We got a little bit more time, so I just wanted to talk. Bruce, do you have that that Dana Carvey tape? Go ahead and play that.
He's got a terrific gal by the name of Kim Kardashian, you know. What does she do? Well, really, she's a nice girl. What she does when she's working is she takes pictures of her bottom. Pictures of her bottom? Yeah, that's her job, you know. Her job, she takes pictures of her bottom. What is she doing with a Polaroid camera? No, John, in the future, everybody's got a baby television in their pocket.
I'll tell you, Dana Carvey is so funny. If you haven't heard that skit, Dana Carvey imitating Paul McCartney speaking to John Lennon, funniest thing you've ever heard. But he has this skit, and he's talking about Kim Kardashian and what she does. And, you know, I mean, what do the Kardashians do? One thing they do is they've set the trend for very large buttocks. You know, I can't figure this one out, but what can I tell you? This is what happens. People follow her for some reason, and for the last 5, 6, 7 years have asked for buttock augmentations. Well, all of a sudden, it's in the paper this week, Kim Kardashian has a smaller buttocks. She either had some fat suctioned out or maybe her filler's wearing a. I now predict here's what's going to happen. Women are going to look at her buttocks and say, it's time to go back to the smaller buttocks. It's kind of like Dr. Zeus and the Sneetches. Remember that one? All right. Can't figure this stuff out. These trends come and go. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry talking to you about trends in plastic surgery and other things. I want to thank everybody for listening. Bruce for great engineering. Jennifer for great screening. She screens most of the calls out, but that's okay. All right. I want to tell you about Facebook. Everybody knows Facebook. It's been in the news this week. I've got a Facebook page, facebook.com/Dr. Arthur Perry. And don't forget, go on the website, drperrys.com, to get the WABC50 code for half price basic kit. Thanks so much for great engineering. We'll see everybody next week. Stay warm.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry's Skindustries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.